Josephine Akulang Abalang, the former information minister of Eastern Equatorial State, says the biggest challenge women leaders face is that they are not fairly represented in government, as stipulated in the revitalized peace agreement. She says some states barely appointed 15% of women into their local government structures, even though the peace deal mandates that 35% of positions at all government levels be filled by women.
Whether they are governors, they are all male. Whether it's the head of the state, you know, it's the male. So, and yet, when we were actually advocating for that, we worked together collectively with them. But then in the implementation now, it's not reflected. So that's one of the big challenges, because as long as we continue to not have women in all those key positions, you know, decision-making positions from national to state to even technical positions, then women will always continue to lag behind.
Abalang adds that society is also responsible for holding women back when people expect women to take care of all household duties. Pony Victoria, Communications Officer for ICAP Global Health Institute, says some civil society advocacy organizations also abuse women's rights.
For example, an organization that has an element of gender equity doesn't treat its female staff in the same way or in the same manner of which they are advocating for women outside to be treated. This is one of the biggest challenges we face. So there is a way that people tend to believe that the work you are doing is different from the life you are living. So you are not supposed to benefit from what you are advocating for.
Victoria says the patriarchal system is deeply rooted in South Sudanese culture to the extent that women advocating for people's rights are viewed as aliens or westernized women. She says it's all the more disappointing that some of the resistance comes from women. Victoria says civil society and government officials must unify the country's constitution, which contradicts customary laws, making it difficult for authorities to enforce the country's laws.
They should stop hiding behind the shell. They should stop keeping quiet. That is one of the biggest steps. If we get more men coming out to the front line and talking to other men, that look, what we are doing is not right. These are our wives, these are our sisters, these are our mothers, and we are humans like them. If we get men talking to men about how men are treating women, I think that can be one of the biggest steps that can be taken forward.
Abalang says patriotic citizens should ensure that women's rights are enshrined in the constitution as a guarantee for future generations.
The upcoming constitution-making process, we need to ensure, not just as women, including people who care for this country, to ensure that all that is actually incorporated into the constitution. Because if it's just left to, because agreements can be implemented and then they end up, you know, fully being implemented if we are lucky enough, and then it then that's the end. But what normally guides the country is the constitution.
Juba businesswoman Vanna Jovi says many women fail to get hired because they are not confident enough to present themselves as professionals or during business presentations.
I train much women as possible on tough ethics and confidence, how you can be a very powerful woman in front of public. You're able to present yourself. And this is one big thing a lot of young female are lacking here. Mm-hmm. The fact that you stand in public and present yourself, and everyone must have a different look at you other than just looking at a beautiful woman, but looking at a strong professional woman standing.
This year's theme for International Women's Day is Women in Leadership, Achieving an Equal Future in a COVID-19 World. It celebrates the efforts by women and girls around the world in shaping a more equal future and recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.